Oh. Minute Mara this evening will be at 4:25. Complete the sentence for me. Mitzvah gadola, Leo b'simcha. Very close. Mitzvah gadola lehitpalel b'beit hakneset. There is a great mitzvah to daven in a shul. O b'beit hamidrash, or in a study hall, shem mekamot mekudashot, because these are sacred places. This is a continuation in the kids of Shulchan Aruch. In relation to preparing to pray, we've noted how far one needs to go to find water for one's hands and how far one needs to go to find a minyan. And now in Halacha Tet, we shift gears and say, what about the ideal place? And the ideal place is the Bet Midrash, the study hall, or the synagogue, the shul. And then he continues, Va'afilu im lefamim it batel. Even if there are occasions on which public prayer is cancelled for whatever reason, Shein Sham Minyan, you don't get a minyan, as I'm sure many of us who are on the WhatsApp group will see every night. We need two, we need three. If there's a night where you don't get a minyan, so what do you do? Mitzvah, Mikol Malka, Mitzvah Litpalel Sham Gam B'Yichidut. There is a mitzvah, there is an added dimension to one's prayer, and not to go home and say, fine, let's daven on our own at home, but to say, let's daven on our own, so to speak, in shul, because they are sacred places. And this is my question. What makes a shul sacred? And I'm asking you for thoughts. What makes this room sacred? What about the room we're in right now makes it a sacred place? Say again? Right, so my gut would have said the Aron Kodesh, maybe the Sifrei Torah. But it strikes me that if we try to push the theme forward through this halachot, you could have a Sefer Torah at home. I know a couple of people have Sifrei Torah at home. I know a couple of people have a small Aron Kodesh at home. What makes a Bet Knesset sacred actually is the clue is in the name. It's not the Bet Torah. It's not the Bet Kodesh. It is the place, not where, it's not the Bet Tefillah. What is Knesset? Gathering. It's a place where we come together. And again, where we want to daven is where we are engaged with other people. And even if there's no minyan in shul, when you're sitting here, and unfortunately we've had a lot of this during COVID, we look around and we remember, I know who sits there. I know whose seat that is. I know who used to sit there. This place is filled with a sense of our peers and our neighbors and our friends. And when we daven, that is what makes it Kodesh, that we are here surrounded by other people, so that when we daven, we can represent their interests as well as ours. We'll continue tomorrow.